You're locked in to the WEEI Sports Radio Network with Brian Barrett.
All right, Brian Barrett with you for the next 2.5 hours or so. If you want to join us, the number to do so is 617-779-7937. Am I crazy that I believe that Brady, in terms of his goal, playing until he's 45 years old, it makes much more sense for him to go to a different team that has more weapons, more capable players than staying here with the Patriots and the crap that they have in terms of the offensive weapons right now? That's where I'm at. If I'm Tom Brady, I'm thinking my goal and my TB12 brand, what I've been saying is I want to play till I'm 45 years old. That's always been my goal. He's been saying that for how many years now? And by the way, you had a couple of months ago, you had maybe 46, 47, Alex Guerrero said on this very station. Maybe Brady can play till he's 46, 47. If I'm Tom Brady, I've got 6 Super Bowls. I've got 3 MVPs. I want to play in a place where, first of all, we have offensive weapons where my side of the football isn't a liability anymore. And I don't see how the Patriots are going to get significantly better on the offensive side of the football this upcoming offseason. Another thing that I would be considering if I'm Brady is the division. For how many years has Brady been in a position where he's had by far the best team in the division, where you've had horrible franchises? Now, look, maybe Brian Flores will turn things around in Miami. And the Bills are obviously on to something right now. And I'm not a big Josh Allen guy, but they got a really good coaching staff there with Sean McDermott. Their defense has been really good the past couple of seasons. Maybe they're now competent. But for the majority of Brady's career, the Bills have sucked. Okay, and we all know the Jets are just a complete dumpster fire right now with Adam Gase as the head coach. So one of the things that Brady's had, and I'm not criticizing Brady and Belichick for this, clearly they've beaten all the other teams in the NFL as well. It's not just their division, but having that easy division is beneficial because you get the bye, et cetera, most years, not this year notwithstanding. But nonetheless, when you look at that, I would be looking at these teams that I'm considering, whether it's the Chargers, whether it's the Raiders, in that division, I would not be wanting to go into that division and having to play Pat Mahomes twice a year. It's not about Brady not thinking he can beat Pat Mahomes and the Chiefs. It's the fact that you want to make the easiest path that you can have to the Super Bowl. That's why Tampa would be more intriguing because Carolina is in a rebuild mode. Who even knows if Cam Newton's coming back at the quarterback position? Then you look at Atlanta. That team's a dumpster fire right now. And New Orleans, they don't even know if Drew Brees is coming back. And I believe Brady can convince himself, okay, this team that I have with Mike Evans and Chris Godwin, this team could be better than can Drew Brees' New Orleans Saints, right? And then the other team, if Tennessee decides, well, you know what? We're in a position where we think we need to upgrade the quarterback position. Now, they may decide just to bring back Ryan Tannehill. But if they decide to go with Brady, if they are interested in Brady, you look at that division. The Texans have no defense whatsoever. Deshaun Watson's a really good player, but he has a propensity to turn the football over, and that Texans team defensively is a mess. The Jaguars are a dumpster fire right now, so that division is very easy. And the Colts right now don't have a quarterback. They have Jacoby Brissett. So that's why if I'm Brady, that's something I would really consider. The other thing I would say is this. I really would like to see like a free agency tour. Wouldn't that be fun to watch Tom Brady go? And now I know Patriots fans are going to get upset with me for saying this, but I think it would be so damn entertaining. Maybe it's just because I'm in this industry to see Brady taking the trips. Remember Peyton Manning was flying around the country? Remember LeBron James, the decision he's going all over the place? And remember when Kevin Durant was deciding to leave the Oklahoma City Thunder? Remember what Kevin Durant did? He had all these teams meet him in the Hamptons. I want to see the Brady free agency tour. And for the TB12 brand, hey, it gives you more attention. Obviously, we've seen Brady really does like the attention this offseason. He loved the fact that everybody was trying to guess what his picture meant. Everybody was entertained by that. Even his teammates were trying to figure out what the hell that thing was. So I believe Brady going on a free agency tour, that'd be like catnip for the national media. 617-779-7937 is the number. Let's get to Jim, who's in a truck. What's up, Jim? Hey, Jim, we got you? Jim?
Right.
Hey, Jim, sorry.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to comment that I think you're 100% right with your evaluation of the Patriots team for next year. I want to see Tom play in Tampa Bay because I think that's going to give him the best chance of going as far as he possibly can in the rest of his career. I don't want to see him hurt. I think from everything I've seen and read that Tampa has a good line. They have good weapons for him to target. And I just think that the obstacles that lay in front of the Patriots are just too big to overcome in one season.
Yeah, I'm with you, Jim, and I appreciate the phone call. His line's open if you want to grab it at 617-779-7937. I just look at it. I understand that Brady's goal is always to win Super Bowls and all that, but I just look at it from Brady's brand's perspective and what Brady wants to do in the twilight of his career, if you will. You can't tell me that Brady looks at this team right now and says, hey, this is a good place for me to come back to in terms of having an elite offense and playing offense at an elite level. That's what Brady wants to do to end his career. He doesn't want to have his side of the football be a complete liability. If you go to Tampa Bay, I can tell you this, their defense is not good. Okay, their defense sucked last year. They have a ton of money. They have close to $70 million, according to Over the Cap, in terms of what they can spend, and they can go get some defensive studs if they want, and maybe their defense improves a little bit next year. But what they do have is they do have a ton of weapons offensively. So if Brady is looking to have fun to end his career, if Brady is looking to do what he's done for so many years here, which is set records in terms of the passing game and whatnot, well, then a really good fit, a really good destination for Brady would be Tampa Bay. And again, going to some of these other organizations, think about how refreshing this is going to be for Brady. Brady can go out there, and we already saw the report. Larry Fitzgerald Sr. had this, that the Raiders are going to be willing to offer Brady 2 years and $60 million. So Don Yee, Brady's agent, could go to Tampa Bay saying, hey, yeah, if you're interested in Tom, you know, we got this 2-year, $60 million contract that the Raiders are offering. We're going to need more. Can you give us a third year if you're Tampa Bay? So think about how refreshing that would be for Brady. How many years has he had to sing for his supper here? Think about this. This guy wins the MVP of the NFL in 2017. What does he get rewarded with? Oh, we're going to give you these incentives, Tom, where if you're top five in the NFL, and what was it, passing yards, completion percentage, yards per attempt, all these different categories. If you're top five in any of these categories, you get an additional $1 million. He didn't get into any of the top five in any of those categories. So basically, it was a fake pay bump for Tom Brady in 2017. After he won the MVP, he wanted an extension. Bill wouldn't give it to him. Last year, they won the Super Bowl. He wants an extension. Now, he does get a pay bump, but he doesn't get an extension. Think about Tom Brady. You're a three-time MVP. You're a six-time Super Bowl champ, and you're still having to sing for your supper. And now you go out here in the free agent market, and these teams are pitching you. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are like, we want you, Tom. The Raiders, we want you, Tom. The Chargers, we want you, Tom. And all these other teams that could be interested in Brady, they're going to be trying to recruit Brady to come to them instead of Brady going into negotiations with Bill Belichick, singing for his supper, trying to get the last dollar out of Bill Belichick. And also, on top of all that, he's trying to get an extension for additional years so he can finish his career as a member of the Patriots. So it could be a nice change of pace for Brady to not have to beg for money. 617 or beg for years on the contract or go into a negotiating process. These other teams are trying to convince Tom to go there, unlike this situation that he has here. 617-779-7937, the number. Let's get to Chuck. He is in Medford. What's up, Chuck?
Well, you know, I don't really know whether Brady is going to go or not, or whether he should or not. But there's one name that I really hope never comes to Boston, and that's Jameis Winston. Because as far as I'm concerned, a lot of people, he's just an unindicted rapist. And he was the star of one of the movies about sexual abuse on campus. And that boy will never be accepted in Boston in a million years.
Yeah, appreciate the call, Chuck. He had the issue off the field at Florida State. So, yeah, I could see how that would rile up the fan base if you brought in a guy like Jameis Winston. The number 617-779-7937. My whole point that I was making earlier in terms of the fact that I didn't want Phillip Rivers, if the Patriots are going to move on from Brady, I would either like to see Jarrett Stidham get his opportunity to see if he can be the starting quarterback for the Patriots long term, or I would want something that is interesting. Even though I'm not the biggest Cam Newton fan, Cam Newton would be somewhat interesting, right? Because he's a different quarterback than Brady. He's basically like, at times he's used as like a power back where he's picking up fourth and twos because he's so damn big. Like, that would be more compelling than bringing in Phillip Rivers, who right now is a worse version than Tom Brady and is coming off basically his worst season in ages. He looks like he's completely cooked. I just don't want to see a guy like Phillip Rivers. I want something that's going to be entertaining. And I wouldn't be surprised if Belichick, after all these years of having the traditional pocket passer, that maybe at the end of his career he wants to do something different. Don't you think Belichick be open to some of these new innovative offenses like we've seen with the Baltimore Ravens? Remember when they had Jacoby Brissett at quarterback that game against the Texans, how often Jacoby Brissett was running the football? I could see Belichick completely going in the other direction. 617-779-7937 is the number. Let's get to Greg and Quincy. What's up, Greg?
Hey, how you doing? First Good. Time, long time. I just was calling. I think we can eliminate Tampa as a destination. just randomly, I was down there about a month ago. I took a tour of Raymond James, and it's run by the government, the state government down there, the Tampa Sports Authority. It's very small, doesn't have all the bells and whistles. It's got the feel of a high school stadium. And I just think Tampa is not big enough for Brady. I think
Greg, the pirate ship didn't get you.
The pirate ship did not get me. Although we did get to go on it, but the whole thing, I mean, we're in like the bowels of the stadium. It reminded me of a high school stadium. It was run by the James family and the TSA down there. It's just, I feel Brady's bigger than that.
Okay. So if he's to leave, what do you think? What's the better destination?
I think he's coming back. I think they're going to give him a 2-year, and that's going to be it. I can't see him leaving. I don't know. I just can't see. I just, the homer in me, maybe, but I can't see Tampa. That's all.
Yeah, appreciate the phone call, Greg. His line's open at 617-779-7937. You know what is interesting, too? If you think about this, Robert Kraft has intervened a couple of times in Brady's career. So if you go back to all the reports that came out when Jimmy Garoppolo was traded, that was Robert Kraft saying, hey, you got to trade Garoppolo, we're keeping Brady. So he intervened in that particular situation. And then last year, it doesn't seem like he intervened in the Brady contract extension, right? Because Brady, he could have been already under contract if Bill Belichick just offered him that 2-year, $50 million deal that Drew Brees got. Brady could have already signed that contract. Belichick wasn't willing to offer him that. But why didn't last year, when things got contentious and Brady wasn't happy with where the negotiating was going, why didn't Robert Kraft step in then? That's why I don't believe that Kraft's going to step in and overrule Belichick this time. He knows that he pissed off Belichick the first time with the Garoppolo situation, although it turns out that Kraft is right about that. I don't think that Jimmy Garoppolo has taken this team to the Super Bowl in 2017 and then winning it in 2018 and converting on 3 consecutive 3rd-and-10s in overtime against Pat Mahomes. We just saw Jimmy Garoppolo in the Super Bowl. The guy was horrible. Everybody made excuses for the guy because Kyle Shanahan, his play calling. Okay, well, he missed a wide-open Emmanuel Sanders for a touchdown to end the game. He also missed George Kittle when he's wide open to pick up a first down. That was more so about the quarterback than it was about Kyle Shanahan in my mind. I'm sorry. There's no more excuses for Jimmy Garoppolo when it comes to that game. I'm not going to say, oh, it's all Kyle Shanahan. No, it was more about Jimmy Garoppolo than anything else. So Kraft actually turned out to be right on that. But don't you think that would really irk and piss off Belichick if Kraft overruled him again? And then you go into a place where Bill Belichick's upset with Robert Kraft, and I don't think you want that, because the reality of the situation is, at Brady's advanced age, entering his 43-year-old season, who's way more important to the organization going forward? It's Bill Belichick, and quite frankly, it's not even remotely close. 617-779-7937 is the number. Let's get to Jay in Salem. What's up, Jay?
Hey, how you doing? Good show. One thing I really appreciated when you broke down the teams that Brady might go to. A lot of times I've heard other people talk about the positives of the weapons and this and that, but they never covered the negatives. And you did that completely thoroughly, and I really appreciated that.
No, thanks, Jay.
I would, you know, and you mentioned fans would be PO'd if Brady did go on this tour. I would be thrilled for the guy. Get a big bus, paint a big logo on the side, and play the Magical Mystery Tour music. I would love to see him go check things out. You know, have a period of his life where, he's totally free to do what he wants to do. Whether it works out or not, I don't know. But I also agree that, Belichick being Belichick, he's already got, irons in the fire in his mind that have nothing to do with Brady. And I also agree that Kraft isn't going to intervene this time. So let the guy go out. I'm not thinking Tampa Bay, despite the pirate ship. I've been thinking more Dallas, but, who knows? But I would really like the guy, at this point in his life, doing this. Also, if he comes back and plays and things aren't in place, and we have another year like we just had, or 2 years or whatever, and the guy's working on his TB12, getting that out there, having the end of your career and then crappy numbers isn't going to really, promote that.
Right.
So,
yeah, it's a good point, Jay, and I appreciate the phone call. Another thing to look at with what Jay's saying is, think about this. Brady looking at these weapons and saying it's just a little bit of an upgrade, right? And Brady comes back and he has a similar season to the one he had last year. Guess what Belichick's going to do? Belichick's going to move on from Brady. So he'd use next year to basically figure out what his quarterback situation is going to be in the future. He'd look at Brady as this bridge to the next guy, which he's been for, like, what, the past, it looks like past 8 years, Belichick has been looking for the next guy with going back to Garoppolo, and Brady has just outlasted everybody, and he's been too damn good that Belichick couldn't move on from the player. But just think about it. Brady can go to one of these other teams, sign a 2 or 3 year contract, and know he's going to finish his career there, and know he doesn't have to look over his shoulder. He goes back this year, plays with the Patriots. It's another crappy season in terms of the stats. He knows Belichick's going to move on from him. There's not that sense of security that he could actually get in a destination that isn't here. 617-779-7937, the number. Let's get to Jim in Canton. What's up, Jim?
Hey, guys. Listen, I know I'm changing the subject a bit here, but okay. I feel that Boston sports fans in the talk about Tom Brady, we have just let one of the best baseball players in the history of the Boston Red Sox go to another team, and it's all because of this Tom Brady talk. Like, Mookie Betts just left, and nobody gave a darn because...
Jim, have you listened to the station over the past 2 weeks?
I have.
There's been a lot of Mookie talk.
I know, but... And I know I'm changing the subject, but come on. Like, we just let the best baseball player in the history of the Red Sox... Like, this could be we could go another 86 years, and it'll be the curse of Mookie... Because, like, and I know I'm changing the subject, but please, like, this is ridiculous. We just let the best baseball player go, and we're still talking about Tom Brady. Why are we not flipping cars and protesting?
Okay, so your point, Jim, is you think that people should have been more upset for a longer period of time than the Mookie thing, where it just seemed like it was, I don't know, 48 to 72 hours, people really pissed off, and then kind of people moved on?
Exactly. Am I wrong?
No, so you're saying the breakup should hurt us more, pretty much.
Mookie is what we should be worried about right now, not Tom Brady.
Yeah, okay. I appreciate the phone call, Jim. So from the Mookie perspective and looking at it in terms of the long-term consequences for the organization, I totally can rationalize why they did it. Now, if you want to have an argument on whether or not they got enough back for Mookie Betts, okay, that's a different conversation. But remember, part of what the Red Sox wanted to do is put David Price's contract in it, and the Red Sox had to eat half it. But Mookie Betts, and he can say all he wants about, oh, going to free agency doesn't mean that I want to leave. Here's the reality of the situation. Who goes to free agency and comes back? Seriously, in that sport, give me the guy that goes to free agency and comes back. And A-Rod doesn't count because he opted out to get more money with the Yankees all those years ago. Same thing with CC Sabathia. Look at these guys that go to free agency. Bryce Harper. Oh, Bryce Harper. He leaves. And by the way, the Nationals got better when he left and they won a World Series. All these guys end up leaving, right? That's the reality of the sport. Albert Pujols was in St. Louis for all those years. Opted out, wanted more money. Went to a different organization. When guys get to free agency, they leave. So Mookie can say all this crap about, oh, he just wants to get to free agency. That doesn't mean I don't like it here. But the reality of the situation is, if he wanted to be here, he could have already tried to figure out a better deal with the Red Sox. And I get you say, oh, well, they only offered him $300 million. Well, he asked for $420 million. You think the Red Sox are ever going to sign him to that? So I don't believe Mookie ever wanted to be here long term. So what you needed to do was move on from the player. And that's exactly what the Red Sox did. Now, we can have a whole different discussion about what they got back from him, but what did you expect they were going to get back when they had to put David Price into the deal? Now, that's an embarrassing thing from the beginning because that tells you how many bad contracts you've had on the books. But that's an argument for the different regime or the past regime, Dave Dombrowski, et cetera. That's not on Heim Bloom making this move. In terms of what the Red Sox got back from Mookie Betts, I didn't have that big of an issue with it considering that David Price had to be part of the equation. 617-779-7937, the number. Let's get to Sorja in Mansfield. What's up, Sorja?
How's it going?
Good.
Good. Yeah, so first time caller, I just wanted to first talk about the Patriots and then talk about the sign-stealing scandal, if you don't mind. But for me, I was just looking at the 2014 Denver Broncos. Now, the point I want to make and the distinction I want to make is obviously Brady is a lot better in than Manning at that point, but I mean, Peyton Manning on that team had guys like Sanders, Julian Thomas, Demaryius Thomas, Wes Welker. Yep. I mean, it just, the thing I've called WEI like probably 5 times this week, and the thing I keep going back to is if you pay Brady, you can't get him weapons, and the only way to get weapons in the cap space that we have is to not pay him, and that's just not going to work. Now, I want to ask you two quick questions. So first, do you think Brady's move, do you think that's going to be dependent upon more on the size of the market or more on the football itself? So, for example,
I think it's more on the football.
Okay. Because the only, like, the only thing for me with Tampa Bay is just the fact that it is Tampa Bay. But I do think that Tampa Bay does have, like, a, they're kind of like the wild card in this whole scenario, because Brady could look at it and say, man, these guys have the most cap space and they have a good receive core. Now, I just wanted, with the Science Stealing Snail, my quick question is, I don't know if you saw the ESPN interview with Rob Manfred.
Yeah, I did. It was horrible. It was yeah, a good interview. I'm saying it was horrible on his behalf. He did not look good in that.
Yeah, I think everyone in baseball should just stop doing interviews about this because they just keep making it worse. But my just quick question is, do you think who did a worse job? Do you think Rob Manfred in the Science Stealing Scandal or Bud Selig in the Stare Scandal? And I'll leave it that. So which commissioner did a worse job in handling their respective scandal?
I appreciate the call, Sorja. That's a good question. I mean, Bud Selig, that was a mess, but the game was benefiting from all these guys on steroids, right? Because they were getting all these ratings numbers, and you had the home run race. With the Rob Manfred thing, this was a joke. This is an absolute joke. You have guys all over the league calling out the Astros. It's a complete mess. And the fact that the players got immunity, what an absolute joke. And by the way, the Astros could not have handled that worse this week. All right, a lot more to get into. If you want to weigh in on the Tom Brady situation, am I crazy to think it's better for Brady to leave? You can certainly weigh in on that. That's where I'm at. I believe it's better for Brady to go somewhere else where he has some legitimate weapons rather than stay here for his goal to play till he's 45. That's my stance on it. If you think I'm crazy, certainly welcome to weigh in. 617-779-7937. And I will get to Chris Sale. One thing I'm concerned about with Sale, and something that I want to apologize to Chris Sale about. I'll get into all that in just a little bit. You're listening to Brian Barrett. We'll get you trending in just a second here on WEI. All right, if you want to join us, certainly welcome to do so. The number is 617-779-7937. Tom Brady's situation on the table. Mookie Betts on the table. Chris Sale, are you concerned that he may not be ready for opening day? All that at 617-779-7937. Okay, one thing I do want to mention real quickly about Mookie, because people are asking about whether or not it was a good trade for the Red Sox in terms of what Mookie Betts' long-term outlook would be here. I believe that Mookie Betts is overrated by this fan base. Mookie Betts is somebody that I don't think is going to age particularly well. And by the way, he wanted a 12-year contract. So at most, you're getting, what, 5 good years out of that? At most. And I look at a guy like Andrew McCutchen. That's how I believe Mookie Betts is going to age. Because Mookie Betts' game is based on his athleticism. His power is based on his bat speed and his quick hands. That's how McCutchen got it done as well for all those years. It's not like Rafael Devers, where Devers had 10 home runs the opposite way last year, 3 to left center. Mookie had 2 home runs to the opposite field last year. So that's not something that when he gets older, he's going to get better at. He doesn't have that power to the opposite field like a guy like Devers has, for example. So that's why I don't think the player is going to age particularly well. And you look at it, Mookie Betts is about 180 pounds. And you look at a guy like McCutchen, 5'11", 195. McCutchen at 27. Remember, Mookie's entering his 27-year-old season. McCutchen was great at 27. 314 average that year, 410 on base percentage, 25 home runs. The next year at 28, he was really good. 292, 401 on base percentage, 23 home runs. But then at 29, he drops to 256 and a 336 on base percentage. Last year with Philly at the age of 32, 256, and he had a year in terms of being in and out of the lineup at times, dealing with injuries and whatnot. I'm not saying that Mookie's definitely going to get injured. I'm just saying this is what I think the trajectory is going to be for Mookie Betts, is he's not going to age particularly well because he's not a big guy. He doesn't hit the ball to the opposite field whatsoever. I believe that the aging curve for Mookie Betts is going to be very similar with Andrew McCutchen's. And that's why I believe what the Red Sox needed to do was to get Mookie Betts out of here and trade Mookie Betts rather than just go into free agency, because I think that would have been kind of embarrassing if Mookie got to free agency and you got outbid by a different organization. So I think this worked out well for both parties in the sense that Mookie, we can all acknowledge he didn't want to be here. No matter what he says, he didn't want to be here. And from the Red Sox perspective, they don't have to get embarrassed when a guy leaves their organization to go somewhere else in free agency. Both those look, that would be an embarrassing look for the Red Sox if that did happen. So they avoid that by getting rid of Mookie Betts at this point in time. If you want to argue the value, I can understand it. But remember, they wanted to get rid of David Price's contract. And another thing I'd bring up about the people that wanted Mookie Betts here long term, the other thing that I would bring up with Mookie Betts is this. Think about why the Red Sox are in this trouble right now in terms of getting rid of David Price's salary. Think about all the bloated contracts they have with this team. Or do you want to start that cycle again? Or did we learn from our previous mistakes and we're going to give out good contracts and not overpay players and give out these stupid contracts, like, for example, the Chris Sale contract, which he starts this year. And he could have just been a free agent this past offseason. And you wouldn't have re-signed him because Chris Sale looks to be damaged goods at this particular point in time with all the injuries. So it feels like this is smart from a business perspective not to give Mookie Betts a 12-year, $420 million deal. 617-779-7937 is the number. Let's get to Chris. He's in Falmouth. What's up, Chris?
Hey, Brian. Thanks for taking my call. Lovely show. Thank you very much.
Sure.
Just wanted to say, you know, a lot of people are complaining about losing Mookie. I personally, as a baseball fanatic, I'm not enthralled with the guy. I think he's a great player. Don't get me wrong. But for $420 million over 12 years, you just nailed it. Five good years, you're paying for nothing. You can get three very good $25 to $30 million players over the course of 4-5 years to put on this team and build a team that'll win championships and not have one star and take the emotion out of it. I mean, Mike Trout, they're not going to win a championship. Trout, that team has one guy,
right?
A guy that they paid for in Pujols. You don't build a team like that. You build a team, and here's the thing that Dombrowski did, getting rid of guys like Joe Kelly, a guy like that that was key in the bullpen. The Red Sox have a lot to build. They can't be paying Rosny Castillo money even when he's in the minors and still paying Manny Ramirez $2 million a year for the last time he played. That's all I wanted to say.
All right, I appreciate the phone call, Chris. And a couple of things there. With Dave Dombrowski, I'm not defending what he did last year because nobody can defend the fact that he kept telling us the bullpen was going to be fine and they trusted a lot of guys in there and they never upgraded the bullpen. It was an absolute disaster. The one move they made is to get Andrew Cashner and somehow that was going to help the bullpen. It was a complete disaster, okay? So I'm not defending Dave Dombrowski for last year, but Dave Dombrowski was given an edict from the organization. Hey, go out here and win a World Series. That's what they wanted Dave Dombrowski to do, win a World Series. He did it the right way in terms of if that's what you were trying to do. You weren't trying to sustain winning long-term like Chaim Bloom was talking about earlier this week on the Greg Hill Show. What the Red Sox wanted at that time was they want another ring. They want another World Series. So you trade for Chris Sale. It worked out. I get that Chris Sale wasn't great in terms of those postseasons, but he was one of the main reasons. You set a franchise record for wins. So what Dave Dombrowski was asked to do, he did what the Red Sox wanted him to do. Now, last year notwithstanding, but he did what they asked him to do. But in terms of long-term sustainability, I much rather be a team like the Dodgers, where they know every year they're going to be in it because they don't have all these inflated, bloated contracts that are holding them back like we see with the Red Sox. And now what the Red Sox have to do, because they took this approach to go all in and win a World Series a couple of years ago, they have to rebuild the farm system. And that's what Chaim Bloom's going to do. And given Mookie a 12-year, $420 million contract, that doesn't help out. 617-779-7937. Let's get to Larry and Dedham. What's up, Larry? Larry, you there?
Yes, Brian.
Hey, what's going on?
Pretty good. Chris Sale, and I look at him, he looks like a toothpick. And I've been going on quite a few games, and I'm thinking he's not healthy. And it's no wonder he has shoulder problems. Like, now he's got pneumonia. I mean, someone needs to take a look and say, come on, have something to eat,
Larry said today he's going to eat his ribs.
Pardon me?
He's going to eat ribs again, he said, now that he's feeling healthy.
Is that right?
Yeah,
he looks so. Doesn't he look awful? I mean, just by looking at him. I mean, the guy, how can anyone function?
Well, here's the thing, Larry. I mean, apparently they said he lost like 6 pounds. I can't tell either way because he's always been this thin.
Yeah, but geez, come on. I noticed it over during the course of last season. It seemed like he was getting skinnier as the month went on.
Well, Larry, I appreciate the phone call, and that's part of the issue with Chris Sale is the longevity of Chris Sale, and that's why that contract was such a disaster. I said it at the time, the day they handed it out, it didn't make any sense to me. Chris Sale, the past three seasons before they signed the extension. He had broken down late in the year. And to give him an extension, it just didn't make any sense from a practical standpoint. From a baseball standpoint, it was just dumb. It was almost like they just wanted to do it because Chris Sale wanted to be here. It just it made no sense. Anybody that has ever watched baseball could project he's probably not going to age well based on the fact that he's so thin and the fact that he's had all these injuries. It was just an unbelievably bad contract to give out. And now we're already seeing he may not be ready for opening day. Let's get to Josh. He's in Portland. What's up, Josh?
Hi, how you doing there?
Good.
All right. You Mookie deniers out there just drive me crazy. All right, so you're saying they're going to offload bloated contracts. So Price, which they're still paying half of.
Yep.
They're still carrying Eovaldi. They still got Sale. We'll see how that pans out. But why are you going to let three bad contracts make you make a fourth bad decision by getting rid of him? And
well, hold on, Josh, let me ask you this question, though. How do you know that you would have been able to sign Mookie long term?
Because you just give him the money.
So you would have given him a 12-year, $420 million contract?
I mean, you give him
it's
a low
ball.
It's
going to be terrible for the last 5 to 6 years.
You find a middle ground somewhere. You give him not quite as much money per year as Mike Trout, but you do it over 10 or 12 years.
So
I'm
you,
fine with it.
Josh, hold on. You risk going to free agency and losing him to another team. That's what you'd want to do.
Just nail it down.
Mookie was never going to do that. Mookie is somebody he has said that he wants to go to free agency. He has said multiple times
that they put down in front of him. But maybe if they had given him a real offer, we never would have got here. And also the whole, has he ever?
No, look, Josh, that, that's not,
has
look.
He ever landed himself on the injury report?
What's
you
that?
Can't compare him to Andrew McCutchen. Andrew McCutchen was never as good as Mookie. Mookie Betts has the same body type as Ichiro, who was, productive until he was 42 years old. So saying that you're worried about
well,
him
Ichiro
down.
Ichiro actually hit the ball the opposite field. Mookie doesn't do that.
Ichiro didn't hit 30 home runs a year either.
I'm not having a debate on who's a better player. I'm just saying those players, they're not similar at all in terms of how they played.
They're similar in their body types, though, and how productive they can be over an incredibly long period of time. Saying that Mookie's body is going to break down, it's not like he's built like Giancarlo Stanton or these big guys that are pulling lats every time they swing the bat. He's pliable.
When you get older, your athleticism usually breaks down. And Mookie's...
I disagree. I'm in my 30s, and I'm in the best shape of my life. That's not true.
Yeah, well, Josh, I appreciate the phone call. Here's the thing with Mookie. His game, his power is generated by his bat speed, his quickness. J.D. Martinez's power is because he's a strong guy. Rafael Devers' power comes because he's a strong guy. Mookie's is based on his bat speed. It's based on his athleticism. And with time, that tends to break down. And let me ask you this. How many of these contracts are actually good? These long-term contracts, they usually don't work out. We just saw one with David Price. Look how bad that contract looks right now. I don't understand why the Red Sox would have, why people want the Red Sox to give him that type of deal where you know the back end of the contract, it's going to be absolutely atrocious. And what does Mookie Betts really do for this Red Sox team in 2020? Are you World Series contenders? No. And in all likelihood, he's leaving after the season in free agency. So what was the point of keeping him around? I don't get it. I really don't get the argument for keeping Mookie here. 617-779-7937. If you want to hop on board, I do want to get back to Chris Sale. There's one thing that I do want to apologize to Chris Sale about. If you want to weigh in on the Mookie Betts situation, you can do that. And of course, Tom Brady watch is always on the table. Brian Barrett with you right here on WEI.
This is the WEI Sports Radio Network with Brian Barrett.
All right, so I'm going to issue an apology. I need to apologize to Chris Sale. I'm sorry, man, because I've been all over him in the past for that performance he had against the Astros in Game 1 a couple of years ago. I was wrong to do that. We have now found out that it was about the Astros cheating. So Chris Sale in that game one, 7 earned runs in 5 innings. He gave up 3 home runs. Clearly the Astros were cheating. Okay, Evan Gattis had 2 hits off him in that game. Evan Gattis, who that year had a .311 on base percentage, he knew what was coming from Chris Sale. Altuve knew what was coming. Bregman knew what was coming. So I would just like to apologize to Chris Sale for that. It's unbelievable how poorly he pitched in that game. But now we're finding out it's because the Astros knew exactly what was coming. And now it's funny to see all these guys across Major League Baseball going at the Astros. I don't blame them whatsoever. That ring that the Astros got is completely tainted. Carlos Correa today defending the series against the Dodgers, saying that going through all the details of that series because Cody Bellinger, rather, said that they stole a ring from them. Well, the reason that Carlos Correa is wrong about all that, even if he's claiming they didn't cheat in the series against the Dodgers, well, how about the fact that he won all four home games against the New York Yankees? Don't you think you might have been cheating in that one? We have really good evidence that looks like you cheated against the Red Sox. So just because, even if you're claiming you didn't cheat in the World Series, which I have a very difficult time actually believing, there's clear evidence that you cheated in the other series previous to that. That's why your World Series is tainted. 617-779-7937 is the number. Let's get to Darren in Belmont. What up, Darren?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Sure. A quick comment about the Red Sox, but we should be talking about something more important. The Red Sox failure.
The election?
And success. The Celtics and the Bruins, two teams that are exceeding our expectations that no one's really paying attention to, not talking about. The Celtics, what a young, great team they have. The Bruins, how they're the number one team in the NHL right now. And we're spending far too much time talking about Tom Brady, talking about the failures of the Red Sox, and something should be positive about where we have two winter sports teams that are doing so well. And it frustrates me as a fan.
All right. Anything else?
No, and then the other thing about the Red Sox, the failure about the Red Sox is strictly on the ownership. They've gone through three general managers in 10 years, and all the decisions, plus or minus, whatever they've done, it's all on John Henry, and he's the one that writes the checks. He's the one that approves all these foolish contracts. And if we had an ownership that really had in tune about what baseball is about, we wouldn't be in this position right now. And I agree with you about Mookie. You shouldn't sign Mookie to a $400 million contract because he'll probably break down within about 8 to 10 years into it.
Yeah, Darren, I appreciate the phone call. And as Brian Producen points out, you talked about the Red Sox. You didn't want to talk about the Red Sox, and you brought up the Red Sox. So I guess you're on board with talking about the Red Sox as well. Let's get to Charlie in Maine. What's up, Charlie?
I got to talk about Chris Sale, but I agree with you completely about Mookie. Let's see how he does in Chavez Ravine.
Yeah.
Different park, no wall. But Chris Sale, let him go on. We got to pay him. He could be a closer.
Oh, geez. That's a lot of money for a closer, Charlie.
Yeah, but he closed the world. Well, he gets something out of him.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully you get a lot more than that. I appreciate the phone call, Charlie. Hopefully you get a lot more to Chris Sale than him transitioning into a closer role. I really appreciate the call. His line's open at 617-779.
Well, I hope so, but he never finishes a season.
I gotcha. I appreciate the phone call, Charlie. So the point about Chris Sale being a closer that just doesn't make sense to me, think about how much money you're paying the guy. So now he's going to be a one-inning pitcher? It just doesn't make any sense. Now, we can argue about the contract, how dumb it was to give him the contract at that time. But here's the thing. It's over. You sign him. So now you got to figure out a way where this guy can actually stay healthy for the long term. And that's the concern I have. We're already talking about the fact that he could miss opening day. He's coming back from pneumonia and the flu. He had a shoulder issue 2 years ago. He had an elbow issue last year. Like, is this guy ever going to be healthy as we go on in terms of the five-year contract? I just don't see it happening. They got to figure out a way. They got to come up with a better plan to try to keep Chris Sale healthy. My problem with the whole thing is this. It just doesn't seem like, based on the body type, based on the recent evidence, that anything points in that direction where it would appear that he's going to be healthy long term. I just don't see how that's going to be part of the equation with Chris Sale. The past 4 years, he's broken down at the end of the season if you go back to his last year in Chicago. So why now all of a sudden at the age of 30 do we think he's going to be healthy at 30, 31, 32, 33, 34? That's why I just really have my doubts about Chris Sale long term. Let's get to Bob. He's in Newton. What's up, Bob?
Okay. Hi. Did you ever hear of Dennis Eckersley?
Yes. I've heard of
okay,
him.
He's exactly
he was a pitcher, right? Like he was a pitcher?
Yeah. Well, he was just like Chris Sale.
He was a starter.
He was a real skinny guy. He couldn't last past the fourth and fifth inning. He blew out his career, and he came back as a reliever, and he pitched about 90 innings a year, and he was great. But all that aside, as far as Mookie goes.
Yeah, but Bob, hold on a second. Okay, I understand that guys have transitioned to the bullpen.
Listen, but
Bob, hold on. You want to already do that with Chris Sale? He's starting his...
Yes.
You already want to make him a closer? What is the value
he
in that?
He can't be a starter. But listen to me. He cannot be a starter. He won't last.
So you're going to give this guy this massive contract and say, hey, Chris, just give us one inning a game. That's the thing.
The thing is, he's either going to be released and then come back as in the minor leagues as a reliever, or we're going to make him a reliever and get something out of him. But that isn't why I call. I call about Mookie Betts.
I doubt they'll release him, but go ahead.
The guy they got, Verdugo.
Yeah, Verdugo, yeah.
He was dumped on us. He's got a broken back. He's got a strange swing, and he's not going to really get better. So we should have just kept Mookie, because the guy we got is nothing. We didn't get anything.
Well, they got Jeter Downs, too, a guy that was a top five prospect in their organization. It wasn't just Verdugo.
That's nothing.
But half, hey, Bob,
you wait know, a minute. Listen, half of our roster.
Yeah.
We could get rid of 15 people on our roster, and 2 years from now, no one would be able to name those 15 people. We should have just got rid of 15 of them and kept Mookie.
Bob, I have no idea what that means. I'm really confused by that. So if they got rid of 15 guys, you wouldn't know who the guys were with the next team. I'm very confused by that. But anyway, the overwhelming point about Mookie that he's trying to make is they should have kept him. Well, I just don't understand why it's all on the Red Sox. Mookie Betts didn't want to be here. I don't understand why people think that because Mookie Betts has Jim Rice going on MLB Network radio and basically saying that Mookie didn't want to get traded and that he wanted to be here. Well, yeah, he wanted to be here until he got to free agency, right? And I would also say this about Mookie Betts. Let's remember this. He's got about, 90 career postseason at-bats? He's a .210 hitter in the postseason. He's been horrible in the postseason. And I'm wondering this. You look at the guy that he just got traded with, David Price. What happened to David Price? And look, a lot of this was on Price himself. He brought a lot of this negative attention on himself. But think about David Price. Signs that huge contract, and I get it, they had the World Series run. But really, David Price's tenure here was more about controversy and underachievement than anything else, except that one run, right? And think about all the criticism David Price got. If Mookie Betts ended up getting a long-term contract from the Red Sox, remember, the fans here are nuts, just like the fans in New York. Mookie Betts signs a long-term contract extension. You see similar things in the postseason. Mookie Betts would eventually get the criticism that other players on big contracts have received. For now, Mookie Betts wasn't getting any of that criticism, never getting any of the criticism, even though he sucked in the postseason in 2018 when the team won the World Series. He didn't hit a home run in the postseason until the clincher, okay? He wasn't good in the postseason. He did not want to be here. I don't understand what the argument is to play out the season with Mookie. This isn't a World Series team anyway. And Mookie was on the team last year. They weren't a great team. They were not a great team last year. They were not going to win the World Series this year no matter what. So at least get some value for Mookie Betts. Now, if you want to have a conversation about paying the CBT, et cetera, and not putting David Price in there and trying to get more return for the player, okay, that's an argument you can have. But I don't understand why you would want to keep Mookie Betts here and then try to get him to stay here after the season, because he has said he wanted to get to free agency. 617-779-7937. Let's get to Bob in Waltham. What's up, Bob?
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
I'm listening to you, and you made all my points. But the guy that called about comparing Betts and Brady, we're talking about Brady, but not about Betts.
Yeah.
Betts is a good player. God bless him. But Yastrzemski, Williams, you can't compare him to any people like that. And it's ridiculous. And I just, why are people so focused on Betts? It's just crazy, and I don't understand it. He's a good player, but he's not going to carry this team anywhere.
Well, and
you know that. You just said it yourself with his postseason play, everything.
Yeah, he was horrible in the postseason when he was going up against good pitching, and I appreciate the phone call, Bob. So he has not been good, and I get it. You can say, small sample size. He's had three postseasons where he has not performed at a high level. He's been a significantly worse player in the postseason than he was during the regular season. You know what? Eduardo Nunez had more important hits in the playoffs in 2018 than Mookie Betts did. Steve Pierce definitely did. Steve Pierce was the World Series MVP. I just don't believe Mookie's going to be a great postseason player long term, because when it's better pitching, Mookie did not perform. And the other thing with Mookie Betts, as it gets colder, it becomes more difficult to hit, and Mookie Betts has no power to the opposite field. Now, maybe he can hit it to the opposite field. He just doesn't do it for power like Devers does, like J.D. Martinez does, like Big Poppy did back in the day, like Manny Ramirez could do. He never had that as part of his arsenal, and I don't think all of a sudden at 27, that's going to now become part of his approach at the plate. He's never going to be somebody that drives the ball to the opposite field. And the other thing that I would point out, the reason the Red Sox are at this place where Now it sucks in terms of all the bloated contracts because they went all in to win a World Series, okay? And they won a World Series. That was the edict that the ownership group gave Dave Dombrowski. They won a World Series that year. But now you're paying the bills for that because you have all these contracts that are terrible. And some of them, like the Eovaldi one, they made no sense to begin with. But what Hill showed the other day when he's telling you what he wants to do is he wants to have sustained success like the Dodgers are having. That's what he wants to do, where every year you're going to be in the hunt. It's not about just being good in 2020. It's about 2021. It's about 2022. It's about 2023. That's what Chaim Bloom wants to do. So why would the Red Sox want to give Mookie Betts that long-term contract when you know that the final 6 years of that deal, it's actually going to hurt in terms of your long-term plan? It just doesn't make sense with the way that the organization is turning a new leaf, so to speak. All right, a lot more to get into if you want to weigh in on the Tom Brady situation. Do you agree with me that it'd be better for Brady long-term to go to a different team with better weapons where he actually has an opportunity to put up the numbers that he's been accustomed to putting up? If he wants to play to at least 45, the best thing in my mind is to go somewhere else with better options to throw the football to. If you disagree with me, certainly welcome to weigh in. If you want to weigh in on Mookie Betts, you can. And also one thing that has me really concerned about Chris Sale, we'll get into that in just a little bit. The number is 617-779-7937. Ryan Barrett with you until 7:30 right here on WEI.